All right, we're back on Tell a Band to Go Home. We like to bring you the newest, the latest. You know what's happening with the kids. And, well, we got a new record from you. It's from an old favorite, a guy, you know, he's written some really terrific songs in the past. We've had our differences, let's say. But you know, I still respect a good song. I just need you to help me to figure out whether these are good songs. I don't know. I don't know if it's just my very bitter and jaded perspective that's making me chuckle when I listen to this record or not. But I don't know. It feels something. It feels like something's not quite right. So it's brand new. It's called Standard. It's brand new from Fred Eaglesmith. And if you hadn't heard, last year Fred had a rather acrimonious split with his entire band. At the beginning of a tour, they just kind of packed up after a show and went home and said, "We're done." And it's been driving me nuts ever since then. How that band has put up with Fred for so long. What could he have possibly done that would make them quit after all this time? It's driving me nuts. I'm dying to know. If you got any inside info, you gotta hook me up. So I was really curious about this record. Is the band going to be on the record, or is it just going to be Fred and his new wife? I don't know. It's kind of a mix of both. I don't know. It sounds like it was obviously recorded with the band, but it sounds like he just took the band tracks and just pushed them so far into the background that they're almost not even there. And it kind of sounds like it was recorded on cassette tape on a ghetto blaster in his bedroom. So it sounds a little weird to me. And some of the songs, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to play. I like this first one. I kind of like it. The second one I'm going to play, I'm going to be honest, I laughed through the whole thing. And I don't think I was supposed to. And I'll probably play a third. They're all like 2 minutes long. So you can tell me. I'm not being nasty. I'm trying to judge the music on its merit. So you tell me what you think. Brand new Fred Eaglesmith here on Tell a Band to Go Home.
Some things are gone before you even get them. Some things go and they ain't ever gone. Some things stay, you wish you'd never let them. Some things are worth just the holding on. Twin City mini, nice tin good rubber, stored in the bone for 29 years. Towed away the chain when we finally got it started. Grandpa's eyes filled up with tears. Touched up the rust with a little bit of color. Drained the differential and a change box too. Square cut gears grinding like a mother. When we finally got it running, it was good as new. Twin City mini, nice tin good rubber. Stowed it in the bone for 29 years. Hold away the chain when we finally got it started. Grandpa's eyes filled up with tears. Standing on the corner, kids on my shoulder. Every wagon goes by and everybody waves. Everybody cheers when he comes around the corner. Grandpa's driving it in front of the parade. Twin City mini, nice tin good rubber. Stowed it in the barn for 29 years. Towed away the chain when we finally got it started. Grandpa's eyes filled up with tears. Towed away the chain when we finally.
That old machine. that there new one sure is a good one. Sure is shiny, and it sure is new. It's got colored lights, and it ain't too heavy. Comes with wheels, and it's pretty blue. But that old machine, it always rained. Came with a wrench and an old cane. Was a half a horse and a full-on dream. I sure did love that old machine. And that there new one came with a book. I put it down after just one look. It's complicated, does a lot of things, but it ain't the same. That old machine, that old machine, it always rained. Came with a wrench and an old cane. Was a half a horse and a full-on dream. I sure did love that old machine. It'll do. It'll take just a little getting used to. It's a little strange, but it'll be okay. It'll be an old machine one day. That old machine, it always ran. Came with a wrench and an old cane. Was a half a horse and a full-on dream. I sure did love that old machine. I sure did love that old machine.
This is Fred Eaglesmith. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, and you should tell the band to go home because they always will eat your food when you leave the house to go to work and you leave them there. Tell them to go home. 101.5 FUMFM.
so many knots you've forgotten how to tie. And the winds willow softly like a funeral home. The dew sparkles like a baby's tears. And your hands are softer than you've ever. Nothing left for you to see or hear. And that bloody barbed wire, they put it up everywhere. And those summer storms, they sure do make it shine. The dust has changed the color of your hair. Wind has changed the lines around your eyes, and you just can't drink whiskey anymore. And there's nothing that'll kill your endless heartburn. That pickup truck is starting so much harder. And lately you taking some wrong turn.
like the rise and the fall, a country squall. I'm getting ready to fade away.
Cake from your nose, hear the tractor's steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now. There's There's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while. So ease the throttle out of air. Every rod's a gain, and there's victory in every quarter mile. Poor old Kuzik down the road, the heartache Hale and Hoppers brought him down. He gave it up and went to town. And Emmett Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. You could see it coming on, 'cause he worked as hard as you. In an hour, maybe more, you'll be wet clear through. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight, dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. September rolls around, so watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight, dark roads. Put another season's promise in the ground. Watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight, dark roads. Put another season's promise in the ground.
Oh, the great Stan Rogers there with a little mandatory Stan. There you go, CRTC. We've done our job. We've done our duty for this week. The Field Behind the Plow from the great album Northwest Passage. Just not much that beats that. Maybe a little Willie P. Bennett. I heard a couple from Willie in there before that, if you have to choose from Hobo's Taunt. And from Trying to Start Out Clean, we heard Country Squall. Before that, we heard Willie singing along with his old pal Fred on a great live version of Codeine. Oh, I just I can't get that song out of my head. Hearing Willie do that part just makes me so sad that I'll never hear that again. We heard a few before that from Fred's new record, Standard, and I'm dying to know what you think. Please let me know. Am I just being nasty or something a little... not right there. We heard Miss Mary Jane. That wasn't bad. Before that, Old Machine, which I just, I don't know if it's supposed to be as ridiculous as it sounds to me. That's just me. I'm just talking about the song here. And Twin City Mini, which wasn't too bad. So check it out. Get yourself a copy. Let me know. I'm really curious what you think. You know what? In crazy times like these, one of the best things that you can do to soothe your soul is go see some incredible live music. There are so many great, talented musicians working so hard out there, and you need to help keep them going. I do my best, but I could sure use your help. Coming up on Friday, I got a couple of the, absolutely the hardest working musicians in the country. If you look at their tour dates, there's there's rarely a break of any kind. They just work and work and work. They're on their way to Alberta. They're going to spend some time again with Steve Lurie. And they're going to record a new record. So you know they've got a bunch of new tunes all ready to go. And they're going to have to rehearse them a little bit along the way. So I'm thinking on Friday, we're going to hear a bunch of new tunes from our pals, the May Hemingways. And that's, you know, that's hard to believe because it was just last year, not that long ago, that they released their last record. And it's a doozy. It's called Hunter Street Blues. And I just, I love it to bits, as Stu Reed would say. And I'm going to play you one or two off that, maybe one or two off their EP, their self-titled EP. And I'm going to encourage you to go to tellthebandtogohome.com or steelbeltheradio.com. Click on the big picture of Josh and Benj, and you'll find out more about the show. You can fill in the little contact form and let me know you're coming. Or you can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can call me here. You want to talk? 204-269-8636-269-UMFM. Whatever you do, have a listen to this. These guys are great. Josh, Benj, May Hemingways.
To the stream, we didn't bother paddling, 'cause we like the meandering. We bumped into a sandbar, we jumped up and ran to the shore. We found a feather and a pretty shell, we pushed off and we floated more. We're wanderers, we're wanderers. Cities and the gravel roads. I see the sickness and the hunger. I see the kings up upon their throne. And we're moving through it. We're trying to stay clean and free. But we're the cousin of the beggar. Once removed on the family tree. We're wanderers. We're wanderers. We'll wander. Maybe in your city, but you'll never know our name. But you're sitting pretty. Use a megaphone to beg for change. And talk to my compatriots. We sit down upon the curb. Hear the crowds are rushing by. Each one of us is more observed. We're wanderers. We're wanderers. We're wanderers. We're wanderers. We'll be right back.
chasing them jam. She drinks more than a full-grown man. What she does, it's never all right. Jenny ran away in the mud in the night. Out in the rain, soaked to the bone. Mud all over those pretty clothes. Want you off and what you want. Gonna find out where that girl's gone. Went out to see where she ran. Found her in an alley with a lowdown man. Said to hell with you, sleep where you might. Jenny ran away in the mud of the night. Out in the rain, soaked to the bone. Mud all over those pretty clothes. What you are from what you want. Gonna find out where that girl's gone. Think about the way she hurts me. She would go to ball, she would go to them fight. Jenny ran away in the mud in the night. Out in the rain, soaked to the bone. Mud all over those pretty clothes. Won't you walk, won't you walk. Gonna find out where that girl's gone.
lights that led me astray. Lately it feels like I'm in purgatory. I'm sad, I'm single, and I'm sorry. My girl, she left town for just a few days. I thought I was back in my partying days. I went out with some buddies just to watch the game. Went across the dim barroom, I spied my old flame. Lately it feels like I'm in purgatory. I'm sad, I'm single, and I'm sorry.
Hey Winnipeg, what's up? This is Josh from Hemingways, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
Someone but never lighting.
That right there is Express and Company from the Fine Record, Ontario. That's Out by the Trees. Of course, Express and Company, formerly Dylan Ireland, along with Melissa Payne. Dylan is now going by his own name, has a brand new record coming out, and we may see him at the Old Sunset Saloon once again this summer. Stay tuned for that. Possibly. We heard Melissa Payne in there as well. Bring Me Back from her album High and Dry. Haven't heard too much from Melissa. She would be welcome back at the Old Sunset Saloon any old time. I promise you that. And returning, they made their Sunset Saloon debut alongside Melissa Payne a few years ago. And they're coming back on their own. And, man, it's going to be a party. The May Hemingways. We heard Sad Single and Sorry and Bowling Green off of their debut EP. And a couple from their fine record of last year, Hunter Street Blues. We heard Jenny Ran Away in the Mud and Wanderers. And still spots available in the old guest list. If you can make it on Friday night at the old Sunset Saloon, we'd love to have you. Check out telebandgohome.com for that. All right. All right. That'll do it. Here. Okay. Well, I'm just going to kill some time and lead you up to what's it called? What's the Narrative? That's what it's called, with Skippy and that other girl. Coming up and around, I know, Chelsea, I'm sorry. Coming up at around 4 o'clock. And, well, here's, I'll just play it.
Before I die. 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes.
Classic there from B.B. King. That was the 3 O'Clock Blues. Before that, what did we hear? What band did we hear? 3 O'Clock Train with Train of Dreams. Before that, what did we hear? 4 O'Clock Stop from the Lowest to the Low. Are you getting it now?
The song should have been reversed because the 4 Shut O'Clock up. Stop should have been right now.
I can't think that fast. Skippy and Chelsea, they're going to play songs about time. And they better not play Everything is Awesome or any crap like that today. I don't know what happened last week. But this week, it's been fun. Thanks for being here. Tell the Band to Go Home has reached its merciful conclusion. What's the Nerve up next? I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Still about the radio next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com, and hopefully you'll come Friday evening to the Sunset Saloon. What else do you have to do on Friday night? Nothing, that's what.